If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What did you not know would be the worst or the best part of the job? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was going to tell you about my strip club DJ thing, but I want to address what Ted was talking about real quick about answering a job thing in the paper.
Yeah.
And it said home stereo installation. This is in the Bay Area in the late 80s. And I showed up for this job, and it was basically organized mafia, and we were selling the speakers out of the vans. You've probably seen or heard these guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. They had that real shiny cone on the inside.
Yeah. It's a polypropylene cone.
Yes, it was.
Fluid. And I see those at the Goodwill now. It's kind of funny to see a pair of those speakers there. Anyway, I worked as a strip club DJ for a number of years in the Bay Area and up here. In fact, I worked with Susan Cupcake Jones.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, the comedian is now in L.A., yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I worked with her up here in Lakewood.
Okay.
But, of course, you can see what the perks of the job would be.
Sure. All the cocaine and women you can deal with.
Exactly. Not a lot of cocaine those days. It was another white substance, but I digress. Yeah, a little meth.
Yeah,
I did a little stint with that. Yeah,
dabbled.
Yeah,
I mean, look, that makes sense because you're talking what,
Lakewood,
2000s, yeah.
Right, Cops, right. You've seen Cops, yeah. Shocker, right?
Yeah.
Well, the worst part of the job, at least for me, was, you know, when women work together or live together, what happens with their cycle and stuff?
Sure.
Well, that seems to be the case, but that would be emphasized by the fact that they're all prima donnas in their own mind, right? So you've got a girl on stage that you need to pay attention to, and somebody that's going up next that you need to get their music set, and then you've got other girls that are coming at you. Why don't you like me? So basically, you have.
Why would they think you don't like them? What was their tell on your part as a DJ that obviously you must not like them?
Because I wasn't listening to them at the time because I was involved with the onstage girl and the on deck girl.
Okay.
So I need to do my job first and foremost because otherwise everything blows up. And why did you play that song? That's my song. And they would, you know, anybody that showed up with, they discovered a new Kid Rock song or whatever at the time, you'd get it. That's my song, so it would be hell to pay. Usually on the tip out, then it would be hell to pay because you did them dirty, or so they thought. So
okay, I got a couple questions for you. At the time that you're DJing at the strip club, however long you did it, what were the most popular songs and/or artists? Like, what were the songs where the girls would have to fight about who got to dance to it?
The Ba with the Ba, that was a big one.
I can't imagine anyone arguing about that.
Yeah.
Can't imagine anyone stripping to that doing meth.
Would claim that song. Yeah.
What did anyone do like when the children cry? Or was there like a song that you thought this is completely inappropriate? Like, why are you dancing to this?
Not inappropriate, but there was one girl that I remember. You think of how they dance and move to the music kind of thing. And some of them tried to dance and it looked goofy. And if they didn't know how to dance, I would say just crawl around slow to the music.
You're not wrong, dude.
And just flash your stuff around. But there was one girl that used to act like mime out the song. So when the children cry, she would make a little kid gesture and then rub her eyes and do this. It was
like interpretive dance.
Comical.
But wait, yes. I mean, did any dude there find that sexy?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say,
nobody's looking for that.
That is the instant turnoff.
Put on Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
She had a name. It was, she had appeared, I believe, in Hustler magazine or something. She had a special, it's a talent. Her name was Naughty Pines.
Naughty
she could tie something
Pines.
In a, she tie something in a knot, a pair of appendages. The lower belly button. Yeah. Huh.
I mean, look, for that, I would sit through When the Children Cry. I'd watch that.
She wouldn't do it on stage, but yeah, that was.
Do any of those girls ever use their real name?
Yeah. And a lot of them, I was surprised, used like their son's name.
Ew, man.
It was like a gal had a
Bill.
Son named Desmonique, so she was Desmonique.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there was some that I find out later. Oh, that is a guy's name, not Graydon, but something like that. Like her name was Graydon, and then all of a sudden I hear all these boys are now named Graydon.
I thought you said gravy.
What was the best perk of the job? What was the best thing that you didn't expect?
Not that I didn't expect, but I kind of like to put my music onto people. So they want to dance to whatever, and I go, well, I want to hear this song, and I would have dudes that would tip me for the music I was playing. So I would play like a Tool song when they didn't necessarily want to hear a Tool song,
right?
And I would inadvertently just kind of let the song go a little longer. Oh, the solo's coming up, or this is my favorite.
To be honest with you,
I mean, a Tool song would be, if I have paid for a lap dance, give me a Tool song.
Yeah, Tool,
I mean,
but Metallica.
I feel like they always at strip clubs shorten those songs somehow.
Right.
I would want prison sex.
Oh, yeah. Supposed to be 3 minutes is too long. Yeah, they're trying to rifle through those songs. Towards the end of the night, I would start playing some short, usually heavier.
A question from the text line. They want to know if you remember a prostitute named Star. As he goes to the mental Rolodex.
I don't remember. I remember a few of them that did step out, but they weren't overtly prostitutes. Most of them didn't seem to be overtly prostitutes. The name Star rings a bell, but I couldn't put a face to it.
I feel like Star every strip rings club a bell. Has a Star.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Does stepping out just mean you maybe have one or two clients that you trust?
Well, you could tell by the way they would be, let's say, managed.
Okay.
There would be a guy that would necessarily show up. I mean, the boyfriends always show up to pick them up if they have boyfriends, or often show up to pick them up.
Sure.
And would hang out, and then we'd kind of become friends, too, because you're friends with them, a lot of them.
Okay.
So you become friends with their boyfriends and, hang out with them.
All right. Makes sense.
I didn't see a lot of prostitution going on, but I didn't really go in the champagne room, as it were.
Yes, where what's happening.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.